Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh, it's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
Yarabbi, 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 agar main ho gaya juda tumse, main ho jaunga badnaam. Sacha pyar hai ye zindagi ka, yaadon mein doob jata hu. Ek din ki hai ye zindagi. Mere pyar ki kahani ye hai, bas ek khwahish hai mere dil ki mujhe chhod ke na jana. Tere pyar ki tareef karke main mere dil ko aaram aata hai. Ye
Today, my butterflies, we're going to learn a little bit about loving Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My butterflies, do you know that the Sahaba at that time used to love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that anything he liked, they liked, and anything he disliked, they disliked. My butterflies, did you know the Sahaba would do everything in their power to make Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam happy? Now, we aren't that fortunate to be living in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so we don't get to meet him. But don't worry, inshallah, one day in Jannah, we'll be reunited with him. My butterflies, did you know we'll get a big reward from Allah because we love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with our heart and our soul, even without meeting him. We follow his sunnah and do the best we can to live just like him, don't we? Now, following the sunnah is doing anything that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked, said, or did. And when we follow the sunnah, Allah rewards us for it. Can you imagine? Our Allah is so amazing and he loves us so much and loves Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that he rewards us just for living life like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me give you one example of how the Sahaba loved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once there was a man who visited Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hair on his head was a little bit long. He was sitting with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam uttered the words meaning something evil. And this Sahaba thought that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking about his long hair. So quickly he went home and he cut his hair short. And the next day he went to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And do you know what, butterflies? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "I wasn't talking to you about your hair and referring to your hair when I said those words. Anyhow, it's good that you had your hair cut." You see how the Sahaba used to think butterflies? They didn't delay in any way on acting off the wishes of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether they understood it correctly or not. They didn't even wait to hear why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling them to do something. When mummy and daddy tell you to do something, sometimes you have to ask them why, because you don't understand, isn't it? But the Sahaba loved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that they didn't even ask him why. They just quickly rushed to follow what he said. My butterflies, how much do you know about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Let's learn a little bit more so this can increase our love for him. And remember, while you're listening to the story, read durood and salat on our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you do this, you will get 10 blessings for every time you send one durood. Will you do this, butterflies? I hope so, inshallah. Let's listen more about our beautiful Nabi now.
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born around 570 AD in the city of Mecca on the Arabian Peninsula. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Arabic phrase we use whenever we mention our beloved Prophet Muhammad. It means, may the blessings and the peace of Allah be upon him, Muhammad. As Muslims, we believe there is only one true God, Allah, and He sent many messengers and prophets to earth to spread the message of Islam and to tell people what is right and what is wrong. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's last prophet and messenger in a line of prophets that included Musa, Moses, Ibrahim, Abraham, and Isa, Jesus, peace be upon them all. Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last prophet to teach Islam to everyone. Allah sent down the Quran through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran is a record of the exact words of Allah brought down to earth through the angel Jibril, Gabriel, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the people that there is only one God, Allah, that He created everything and there is nothing like Him. Muslims follow the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as he was the best man to ever walk this earth. He had a great character and showed Muslims how to be the perfect Muslim. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a messenger, a son, a father, a husband, a military leader, a ruler, a teacher, a neighbor, and a friend. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved us even though he didn't meet us, and we love him. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was well known for being especially kind towards children, and he would often play games with them and pay attention to them. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried in Medina, Saudi Arabia, after he passed away. Thank you. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been described as having a handsome face and strong body. He was not short or tall, nor skinny or fat. He was a man of medium height and build, with broad shoulders and a broad chest. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was fit and well proportioned. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had dark and intense eyes and eyelashes. He had dark hair that was thick and curly and plaited down the middle. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a thick beard, smooth cheeks, and finely curved eyebrows. He was fair-skinned and had well-set teeth, a prominent forehead, and a beautiful smile.
Jenna.
Lead me to Jannah, an everlasting place. Mera dil ka har dhadkan tera naam hai, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilalikwa, ma'assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.
There was once a messenger, messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His message was pure and pristine, absolutely true, truly divine. La ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. He spread Tawheed, At-Tawheed, At-Tawheed through the winds of Medina, Medina. We love you, Jali, ya Rasulullah, 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 sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was once a messenger, messenger.